Earlier this month, the United Nations released a report that warns climate change is threatening the world's food supply. The agency found 500 million people already live in places where water is growing scarce. Extreme weather events tied to climate change, such as floods and droughts, will further disrupt global food systems. New research from West Virginia University finds more extreme weather and warmer temperatures are also expected in West Virginia by the end of this century. Reporter Brittany Patterson sat down with WVU Associate Professor Nicholas Zegra to talk about how climate change is projected to affect the Mountain State.
Hotter, wetter, and drier. This is what the future climate could look like in West Virginia, according to new research by WVU professor and director of the Mountain Hydrology Lab, Nicholas Zegg. Zegg and his colleagues used a robust data set and 17 climate models to map how the climate of the 11-state Appalachian region could change by 2100. In West Virginia, the study found temperatures could be up to 10 degrees warmer if action isn't taken to curb greenhouse gas emissions. That would mean more frequent droughts. The research also found it would be wetter, although that won't be true across the entire region.
The northern extent of the Appalachian region, which constitutes 420 counties across 11 states, is generally projected to increase. And in the southern extent of the Appalachian region, it's projected to decrease.
Zegg says while it sounds paradoxical that West Virginia could be hotter, wetter, and drier, it's not.
This is in line with the frame of thinking, which is called intensification of the water cycle.
The water cycle is basically the dance between water evaporating from land into the atmosphere, where it cools and condenses into rain or snow in clouds, and falls again to the surface as precipitation. Zegg says a warming climate will change that cycle in Appalachia.
So when we have a warming atmosphere, the atmosphere expands so it can hold more moisture in the air. So over long periods of time, what we're seeing is most critically an increase in the variability of our precipitation and hence our water resources. So the more extreme events are getting more extreme with precipitation that leads to flooding and to landslides. But critically, greater evaporation that during the summer months, for example, when society relies on water for air conditioning and electricity, we're seeing exacerbation of evaporation during that time, which is leading to droughts. So it does seem paradoxical, but the important point is to recognize that the water system that we rely on and that humanity has relied on for the better part of a century is changing, and that increased variability makes it harder to manage for the extremes, but also to provide a reliable source of water as the basis of our economy.
If climate change is projected to change our water cycle and make extreme weather events more frequent and intense, I asked Zegg what this might mean for people living in West Virginia in the coming decades.
So here in West Virginia and Appalachia, where we already have fairly extreme weather events, we have very complex, steep topography, and we have a large number of our population living in the floodplains. Critically, what that means is the likelihood for more frequent and intense floods. Floods not only disrupt day-to-day life for communities, but it also disrupts the economy. It's hard to run businesses and schools and the government and the economy when we're inundated with floodwater. But also, from the perspective of flooding, we're seeing increased moisture in our soils, and that compounded with our steep slopes and fairly unstable hill slopes, we're expecting to see a greater impact to our infrastructure that humanity relies on. So recently in Morgantown, we've heard a lot about recent road repaving projects in the area and the cost that is to taxpayers. One thing that was absent from that story is the role that climate change is going to impose on increasing the vulnerability of our roads and our bridges and our water treatment facilities to handle additional water.
How do you hope your research can help future policymakers or current policymakers? How do you think the research can be used?
We believe that besides as people, West Virginia's greatest resource is actually its water. And in a time of unprecedented change, where a large portion of the country is becoming warmer and drier, here in the Appalachian region is we're largely becoming warmer and wetter. So besides using this information to reduce the vulnerability of people throughout West Virginia and the Appalachian region, we're interested in using this information and helping decision makers use this information to reshape a future economy in West Virginia that prioritizes water, the use of our water. We're very positive about the opportunities that West Virginia can embrace, but in order for that to occur, climate change has to be part of our public discourse.
That was reporter Brittany Patterson speaking with WVU Associate Professor Nicholas Zegg about his new peer-reviewed research that forecasts how climate change will impact Appalachia. The study was published in the Journal of Applied Meteorology and Climatology and funded by a grant from the National Science Foundation.